Bro, I'm out here with the virus, bruh. You think I got the virus right now? I got the virus. Listen, I'll tell you how good I'm feeling today. All right, random Russian lady chilling in the hallway of my building, okay? Sitting there with a giant suitcase. She just got off a flight. There's like someone in my building. They banned Airbnb in New York City. But someone in my building does clearly some other, like, rental app thing. So there's always people coming and going, and this fucking lady's just standing there. The bottom of the steps. And just like, I knew she's not going to ask me, but it's like, I got to walk my white ass up the stairs anyways. So I just carried her luggage up one flight of stairs. All right, so don't say I haven't been a hero, okay? Yeah, I might be suffering from COVID fucking 19, 2020. All right? But I'm carrying luggage up the stairs. What up? What up? It's Wednesday. Fucking Ocho de Mayo, baby. Ocho de Mayo. I am fucking feeling better today, dude. I was so sick. Of course, yesterday in New York City, it was fucking 85 degrees. No clouds in the skies. And I could barely get off of my goddamn couch. I watched the amount of sports I watched yesterday from, I don't know, noon? I would say from noon to, shit, what was the last game I watched? I watched the end of the, excuse me, I watched the end of the fucking Dallas thing. I watched the end of the Dallas-Colorado game that went into fucking overtime. Colorado getting a win on the road. I watched everything yesterday. I watched the Celtics, kid. How about the fucking Boston Celtics? They didn't even make that one interested at all last night. Cleveland's not good enough. I think this is going to be a 4 or 5-game series. I really do. I know we get on the Celtics about coaching, not taking stuff serious. I just think the Celtics have a really easy path to the NBA Finals. I don't think any of these teams in the East can hang with them. I don't even think it's going to be difficult for in the Eastern Conference. I don't think they're going to struggle at all, barring injury or anything like that happening. But I mean, to win 25 last night, they had 6 nights off, win by 25, show that you didn't really need Porzingis again last night. If they get his rest, Porzingis, we got to pray for Porzingis, all right? Because if the Celtics want to win a championship, they're going to need Porzingis. I think to get to the title, to the NBA Finals, they're not going to need Kristaps Porzingis. They get there without him. If they want to beat either, I mean, who? Denver? Minnesota? Up 2-0 over Denver right now? The Minnesota Timberwolves? With a dominant win? Yeah, the Celtics would need Porzingis for that. They absolutely would. But if we can just keep winning these easy games, we can win, keep winning games easy like that. I shouldn't say that these games aren't easy games, but if we can keep winning games easily like this, everyone at full health, we ain't got a lot to worry about. You know what I mean? We ain't got a lot to worry about. They'll be fine. So you keep winning. They're playing tomorrow. They got Thursday night. Yeah, we got Bruins and Celtics pretty much every single night this week. Every night this week, Bruins Celtics, it's been pretty fucking fun. I'm pumped, dude. I'm fucking back to comedy tonight. I'm going to be slanging tickets. Grizzly Pear Comedy Club. All right, Greenwich Village. If you're in the area, you want to see fucking stand-up comedy, I'm going to be slanging tickets on a fucking street corner. And then I'm going to be acting in a short film shot by my buddy Jared Schwartz right after. I don't even know if it's really acting. I'm going to be selling tickets in that one. I'm going to be pretty much just being Ryan O'Toole on the street corner. Honor and privilege. You know, being that bitch acting retarded, okay? But fucking have the Bruins on my old radio app. I gotta wear something to represent the bees out here. I mean, I have this nice track jacket I like, but it's gonna be way too warm for that. So yeah, we got Bruins. We got the fucking bees tonight. How goddamn good were the Bruins in game one the other night? Once again, Anchorage, Alaska's own Jeremy fucking Swayman. Swayman was all over the place the other night. I mean, he was a fucking brick wall, dude. Right when Tkachuk scored that goal in the second period, I was like, oh, shit. I go, of course, here comes Matty Tkachuk. Place goes fucking mental, dude. Florida got a great fucking home ice. Florida has a, they have a good home ice. All right? They have a good home ice. And what fucking happened? The Bruins just start pouring it the fuck on right after. I mean, they had, what, 3 goals in the fucking second period and fucking finished off with a 5-1 ass kicking. Exactly how you wanted to start this series off. Means nothing going into tonight, though. Means fucking nothing going into tonight. All right, we were up 3-1 on these cunts last year, and, oh, man, it was tough. I watched that game. That was when I started getting, I mean, I was in the house for that game anyways. Usually my Monday nights is the one night I'm going to be in the house regardless of the time of the year. Because Tuesdays, I mean, I start my Tuesdays at 6 a.m. I woke up yesterday feeling like shit. So my Tuesday yesterday was canceled, but I go, I'm in the house. They played that fucking Casey Affleck promo. Casey Affleck, they say he's canceled. Not canceled enough to do the old classic, oh, we came back when the British beat the fuck out of us. One of those classic ESPN promo. It was actually an all right promo. We lost to a hockey team from fucking Florida. One of those classic fucking pre-series promos. Casey Affleck hasn't been canceled from Bruins and fucking Florida. Was that on TBS the other night? ESPN? Whatever it was. I got pumped up. I'm not going to lie. I was fired the fuck up at the house, dude. You know, last year still hurts, dude. Seeing Bergeron fucking crying at the end. I mean, it hurts. You know what I mean? It fucking hurts. But to go out there and start the series off the way they did with a fucking, I mean, throwing up five and just, listen, Bruins scored 5 goals. They were all over the place. They were fucking aggressive. You know, guys are fucking, I mean, the whole team played great, but, I mean, this thing's all about Swayman right now. These last 2 games have been all Swayman. Game 7 and Game 1 now on the road. You know, you played a team where the Bruins didn't even have 2 full nights off, dude. You know, they had a day off, went down to fucking Florida. You know, Florida's been off for fucking a week, for Christ's sakes, you know. And then, of course, Carlo. Shout out to fucking Brandon Carlo, too. He has a kid. All right, he ain't missing no games. What is all this shit about people having kids now and missing fucking games? All right, Carlo goes in there. He showed up 2 hours before the game, notches that fucking equalizer, you know? That's what you're supposed to do. All right? You know, the kid's going to be there, you know? Listen, all these people. Rudy Gobert, he missed the game the other night because his kid was born. Fuck that. I don't want guys on my team that are going to be missing the games because their kid's born. You know? No fucking way. No fucking way. But they went out there and just set the fucking tone, dude. The Bruins, oh, man. Pastrnak being all over the place once again, answering the call from old Montgomery. Old Jim Montgomery. You know? So I was fucking ecstatic. These ESPN hockey games. How about this shit last night, dude? Was anyone watching that fucking Rangers game last night? Another overtime. We had 2 fucking awesome playoff I had double OT in that Rangers game. So anyone watching last night, these fucking retards at ESPN. ESPN needs to lose this hockey contract. I'm sorry. When the games are on TBS or TNT, it's so much better. But these fucking idiots, there's 30 seconds left in the third period. The Rangers are fucking flying down the fucking ice. And what the fuck do these morons do? They fucking cut it to, you missed the whole last 30 seconds because they're showing fucking skate around in fucking Dallas, dude. A bunch of fucking idiots there. Bunch of morons, you know. Bunch of fucking morons. Someone should be fired for that. I was talking to someone last night who was watching that game at a bar. I'm like, I would have loved to see. I mean, I watched that at the house. I don't care about either of those fucking teams. You know, I don't care about Carolina. I don't care about the Rangers, all right? But you got the third period in a tie game. You have 35 seconds left. Whatever the fuck it was, and these retards cut to fucking pre-skate around in Texas. Now, I know obviously it was an accident, but that's an accident where someone needs to lose their job. Someone needs to lose their job. Someone needs to be physically assaulted. All right, someone needs to have their hair. That's like classic, you know, you're a child, you touch the TV clicker, you get a smack to the fucking head. That's no different. No different. It's not. Whoever is responsible for fucking flipping over to that with 30 seconds left in the Dallas game deserves a fucking smack, okay? You deserve a smack. That simple, all right? You touch dad's TV clicker, This is worse because it was the whole goddamn country watching it. But I was talking to someone who was in a bar, and they're like, oh, everyone's going crazy. I would have loved to see what it was like in the bar. You know, if you're just like in a fucking jam-packed bar on 34th, dude. Somewhere out in fucking Queens or Brooklyn. You know, and that fucking shit happened. I mean, I would have went fucking mental. I did it one time. I sat on my TV clicker one time when Matt Slater picked up a fucking touchdown. It was pretty heartbreaking. I apologize to everyone out there listening who was at my house for that. But to do it in the entire country, dude, that's fucking, you know, the entire fucking, you know, everyone's watching that shit. It was fucking ridiculous. But nevertheless, Rangers fucking won it in fucking double OT. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the way people are acting retarded here, I mean, people are, I mean, Boston and New York. New York got the same thing. I mean, listen, we got Dallas, Boston, and New York, right? I'm trying to think. Dallas, Colorado? Hold on. So, you have Bruins, Celtics, Rangers, Knicks. That's Boston, New York. Dallas, the Mavericks, Stars, Avalanche, Nuggets. That's four. That's four teams with both fucking, that's four cities with both teams fucking playing. No Carolina. Florida Panthers, no. Edmonton, no. Then it's who? Vancouver, no. And then what are the other NBA? Yeah, so we got four teams with fucking, then it's Indiana, Cleveland, yeah, OKC, no. But yeah, four cities with fucking Minnesota? No, Minnesota. Four cities with multiple teams in it. Yeah, I mean, people are acting ridiculous here about the fucking Nets and, the Knicks and the fucking Rangers. You know, same old shit. Knickerbocker's on tonight. I think Indiana, I still stand by it. I know the Knicks are up 1-0 in this series. And I know there were some lousy calls at the end of that game that really went against Indiana, but Indiana still should have won that game. Okay, the fact you can't challenge a kickball is ridiculous. All right? I still think the Pacers will win in that series. But someone texted me yesterday, and it's way too early. I mean, if you just get one Boston-New York series out of either basketball or hockey, it's going to be a ton of fun. But, I mean, yeah, I guess you technically have the potential, especially the Rangers are up 2-0. Hockey, it's so far from over, though, so I'm not even going to entertain the fact. I'm not even going to entertain it. Yeah, so tonight I'm going to have that game on the radio. I've been talking about how I've been listening to 98.5. I'll be listening to the Bruins on the fucking radio while I'm out there slanging tickets. It's going to be brutal slanging tickets. So with the fucking Knicks, the Knicks game on, no one's going to want to go see some goddamn comedy. Nevertheless, I'm persistent, though. I'm fucking persisting. Yeah, so we got that going on. Shit, yeah, dude, I was so sick yesterday. I literally sat on my goddamn couch. I had no energy, dude. I had, like, negative energy. I feel much better today. I'm going to rest. I haven't done comedy in a week, dude. Called out of work yesterday. I'm one of those people. I hate calling out of work. I wasn't raised like that. I want to be out there slanging shit on Amazon, doing what the fuck I got to do, getting after this shit. You know, motherfucker can't even survive out here. You know, but whatever. Whatever, that's how we do. What else is going on? Mother's Day this weekend. I gotta fucking figure something out for my mother. All right, I'm calling around to these goddamn restaurants. One of them's closed. All right, my sister's not doing nothing. It's me. All right, the future head of the family. All right, my mother's the fucking matriarch of the family, all right? All right, my mother's the queen, all right? But it just like the queen hands it off. She's handing it off to a king for the future. I'm taking this fucking family over. All right? I'm next in line for this family, okay? I'm next in line, and if I have kids, I'm having like 9 of them, okay? And I'll tell you the first thing I'm gonna do for my family's lineage is I'm putting a little melanin in their fucking skin, okay? I'm getting sunburned. I went for a walk around the block. I just walked around the block this morning, had a t-shirt on, and I'm already getting fucking color. All right. I'm getting some melanin, and my family needs, this is what the family lineage needs, a little bit of melanin. I don't know, how dark do I go? Do I go, like, to a girl from, like, Uganda, who's just absolutely black as fuck, all right? Do I do that? I'll definitely do that for at least, like, one of them, you know? I'll go Uganda, and then I'll probably go, I don't know, Indian maybe, who knows? I need to be careful what I wish for. That's for long down the line. long down the fucking line. So I got Mother's Day on Sunday. I got to go home for that. I got to go home for fucking Mother's Day. You get my fucking... Of course I got to do this shit. That's fine. That's fine. This is what being the next future leader of the family is, all right? Planning out Mother's Day because no one else wants to do nothing. Okay? No one else wants... That's not that they don't want to do anything. They just don't want to plan it. Okay? They just don't want to fucking plan it. Oh, yeah. We'll find something fucking nice back home. Try staying home for a couple days if I don't have work and shit. Doing what the fuck I gotta do. I'm happy it's spring. I'm about to throw the goddamn air conditioner in. It is warm out here today, bro. It is fucking warm. Yeah, so tonight I got the Bruins. We got the Celtics again tomorrow. Fucking hope the Bees. I just want, you know, just forget about fucking game one. Get in there. Carlo, dude. Carlo scored that fucking goal. I was so pumped for him. Has a kid. Yeah, so Carlo. Yeah, Carlo ain't missing no games. Carlo fucking has his kid. I think they said the kid was born at, like, fucking New England Medical Center or whatever. So right where I was born, baby. 600 Washington Street, Boston, Mass, kid. That's where I was born. I was born New England Medical Center on Washington Street. You know? Back in 93, baby. I took the train home. I always tell people that. Everyone thinks of, like, babies and shit. Like, oh, they can't do much. They can't help themselves. That wasn't me. When I was a kid, my first words, get this fucking umbilical cord off of me. That was, like, my first words I said immediately after I was born. Like, not even a minute. You know, jumped on the train, headed to Southie. That was, like, I literally just got on the red line from fucking downtown crossing. Straight up. Just fucking got off at Broadway and just walked home. That was, like, the day. I just, like, went to the... Once I got birthed and stuff, you know, I took a little shower, rinse off and stuff. But, yeah, I went to this bar called The Quiet Man. Right above Broadway, got a thing of steak tips. That was my first night on this planet, you know? That's just how I be, though. Not everyone's like me. You know, I was born speaking English, born potty trained, you know? I can't expect everyone else to be like that because people aren't even potty trained now. People walking around the streets pissing and shit in their pants. All right? It's fucking ridiculous. We got people pissing and shitting their pants all over the place. All right, someone needs to fucking do something about it. Someone needs to fucking do something about it. I have shit all over the... Well, I need to find my goddamn camera. I have no idea where anything is in this goddamn house. Actually, yeah, I do. I found my dead grandmother's sunglasses. My grandmother, R.I.P. Nana B., died fucking 2 years ago. I was putting shit away for, like, the winter. I was packing away my winter clothes. And I remember, like, my dad and my aunt gave me 2 pairs of sunglasses she had. And I remember at the time, I was like, I don't even want these fucking things. Whatever. And then my dad and my aunt are like, nah, you like glasses like these. I think I was just, like, sad. She just died and shit. And yesterday, I was, like, digging through shit, and I found them. And then I was like, oh, shit, these things are fresh as fuck, dude. I realize I'm starting to like, medical-grade sunglasses, you know? I have a giant pair of shades. You probably see me flexing on the gram. That, I mean, I feel like I almost could have watched the goddamn eclipse with these things. These ones are pretty similar with the strength of them. Listen, I got some nice blue eyes, all right? Blue eyes, most sensitive. All right, I got to protect these things. I just wore them out in the street on the goddamn block. You know how that go. Stunting on hoes. Fucking stunting on hoes. So that's what I got going on. Minnesota, we got to talk about the old T-Wolves. Just a fucking ass whoop. I mean, that game was over at halftime the other day. I feel like everyone watching that game, even though it was early and even though it's Denver, the defending champions, I feel like everyone knew that game was done. You know? Everyone knew that game was over in the second quarter. Minnesota has some serious issues. Denver has some serious issues with Minnesota. I mean, that was without Gobert, too. Gobert has his kid. Defensive player of the year missing the game. And it wasn't even an issue. By the way, Victor Wembanyama, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert. Two Frenchmen winning the award so far. Nevertheless, dude, fucking just an absolute dominant performance from Minnesota. I've spoken my praise about Anthony Edwards so many times on this podcast. He's been my favorite player to watch this year. His improvement has been absolutely incredible. He's defending, he's scoring, he's getting everyone involved. He has an attitude where he's very hard not to like. You know, I look at a lot of the NBA stars when I was growing up, and they were so unlikable. I shouldn't say when I was growing up. I mean, once you got to, like, the LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony era, how they were all pretty much sucking each other's dicks and jumping on boats together and canoes or whatever they were doing and always blowing each other. Anthony Edwards is out there talking shit to the defending champions and then acting after the game like this thing is not over. It was one of the best attitudes I've seen an athlete have in a long time. So he's been very refreshing in that regard. You know, but they're loaded. Naz Reid's a fucking beast, dude. Naz Reid coming off the bench is a fucking animal. Sixth man of the year, Naz Reid coming off the bench. They have the defensive player of the year. I mean, they can just play so big. You know, and Edwards is out of control. They found a place for Towns. But it's still Denver. I hate how that game's not till fucking Friday. They played Monday night, and of course they fucking not play until fucking Friday. Oh, it's so fucking gay, dude. Why are they not on tomorrow? So gay. That game's Friday at 9:30. Yeah, but holy shit, what a fucking... Just a smoking them out two times in Denver. Two times up in the elevation. That's another thing, too. That's not an easy place to play. They got a crazy crowd, and you're up, and you're mile high. That's elevation. That shit is elevation. Timberwolves, dude. Holy shit. I was saying I wanted to get those Anthony Edwards shoes. They were sold out on fucking at the Adidas store downtown. I mean, I'm sure you could still find them on the internet or whatever, but I might wait till after the season now because I don't want to be wearing those shoes if the Celtics get there. You know, but his sneakers are dope. And he's really just a breath of fresh air for young players in the league. I mean, he's been in the league, what, 3 years now? His game's improved fucking dramatically. And, yeah, to stomp them out twice like this, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see that. But you know what? Denver beat them last year in five games. They took it, you know, it was an embarrassing loss for them. They took it hard. Cheers to them. But there's a long way to go. I know it's looking like this thing could be a sweep, but a long way to go. Reggie Jackson getting banged up the other night, not having Bruce Brown. I mean, yeah, it's a different team than last year. You know, it's a different team than last year, but they still got Jokic. They still got Jokic. Oh, fuck. All right, that was my first time coughing, I think, on this podcast, right? Imagine if it was contagious through the... This fucking podcast is contagious. I'm giving you whatever disease I have. Do I have COVID? I don't know. I ain't getting tested for that shit. Who knows what I have, dude? So many fucking people around the city. So gross. It's so easy to get sick. Fucking filthy people everywhere. People just pissing and shitting themselves all over the place, you know? Who fucking knows? Who knows? All right, of course, Bruins-Panthers on ESPN tonight. Let's hope they don't fucking cut off. Start showing us fucking Edmonton Canucks highlights right before the goddamn game's going to end and their game's going to start. Those morons. We got Red Sox Braves. Oh, Chris Sale going against the Red Sox tonight. Chris Sale going against the Sox tonight. Good for him. Good for Chris Sale. I've watched fucking none of the Red Sox this year. I've watched none. I'll look at the box score after the games and stuff, but 19-17. You know, that's where they'll end up being. They'll win 80 games. They'll be like slight. I'll say the Red Sox will be slightly under 500 this year. Didn't the Sox get off to a decent start last year? I think they did. All right. Listen, so that's what I got. I got Grizzly Pair Comedy Club tonight, Wednesday, 8 o'clock. And then I'm there again Saturday at 8 o'clock. I'm be slanging that shit on the street. All right. I'm selling tickets on the street, Grizzly Pair Comedy Club. Other than that, I don't know. I'm at some other random places like next week. Hoping to come back to Massachusetts. Really hoping to come back to fucking Massachusetts. I will be there for Mother's Day. I'm hoping I could stick around for a day or two and watch fucking at least one of these Bruins or Celtics games with some fucking dirtbags. And then, yeah, I don't know. Just try to figure this goddamn shit out. Try to figure this shit out. All right, listen, that's the podcast. I know it's a little of a short one today, but, I mean, I'm just getting my goddamn win back. I'll be back here. What do we got? What's today, Wednesday? We got Bruins tonight, Celtics tomorrow. I'll probably be back here either Friday or Saturday morning. Thanks for liking, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing, whatever you're fucking doing. I appreciate it. Thanks for the listens. You want to hear anything? I don't know. Write it below or something or text me. Peace, bitch.